Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we jump into today's topic, allow me to take just a moment to thank today's show sponsor, which is Organifi. You guys know how I feel about Organifi. It is my go-to. In fact, this is so refreshing. I have a glass of ice, fresh water mixed with Pure and Immunity. It's got just enough citrus. That's two of their products mixed together. I don't know if everybody likes the taste of that. I do. I love it. It's like an orange flavor. The Immunity kind of tastes like orange. And then the Pure has a lemony taste. And I mix two of them together. And that way I get everything I need for my immunity, my antiviral, my antifungal. It's just a great way to support your immune system every single day. And then I mix that with my Organifi Pure, which is, it's basically all the superfoods that your brain needs to help reach maximum mental performance. In other words, it's what I drink to help me think better, to help my memory, to increase neurogenesis. And get this, this is the other reason why I drink it. Their product is clinically proven to boost BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, by up to 142%. Anyways, they've got tons of great products. Whatever your nutritional needs might be lacking or your palate might be craving, Organifi is definitely the company to check out. All right, guys, the cool news, you get 20% off all of their products when you use code Shalene. Again, it's Organifi, and I'm going to spell it Organifi.com/Shalene. That's Organifi.com/Shalene, and you get 20% off. So change is hard. Trying to do the same thing when it's just not working and you just keep doing it over and over and over again, that's hard. Figuring out how to stop doing something that feels so comfortable and that you so love, but you know it doesn't make sense, that's hard. I will never master everything, but half the battle is just kind of knowing what things you can control, what things you have the ability to influence, and knowing like what season you're in, what time it is in your life, right? And so when week after week, month after month, you just keep trying to make something happen that clearly is creating stress and strife in your life that doesn't line up with the way that you want to live your life, it's not so much that you're doing the wrong thing. Maybe it's that you're doing things in the wrong way. And so you got to get it right. And that's what this episode is about today. I'm going to invite Brett on in just a minute to walk me through this process with you. I do have a big change that I'm making to the podcast, and I want you to hear the reasoning behind it, because you are, I don't want to get emotional, but this show has been so important to me and so valuable to me, and I love it. Your feedback, like every time I do a show, I feed off of that. Meeting you, when you guys approach me and say, like, I listen to the show, it's like meeting a sibling that you figured out you had on 23andMe, but you've never had the chance to meet. Like today, I got a text message from Brian, if you're listening, from someone who I used to work with, like, many moons ago. And he was like, I'm listening to your show right now. I'm dying. And just like the fact that we just connect over the same kind of funny situations, it's just the coolest thing to know that there are people out there who you've never met, or maybe you have met, and you just connect on the same kinds of relatable, funny life stuff or serious life stuff. It's just such a cool thing to have this medium. And in fact, recently I said, or I was reading comments from some of you in the pod squad who were saying, like, now you just open up your own phones and you record whatever's going on in your life on a voice memo just so you have it. Or like there's something happening in your family or with your friends and you just record it so you have it. And that this show has inspired you to do that. I love that. It's the greatest gift that you can give yourself. Like to listen back on the previous shows that I've done to just record moments that are happening with myself or my friends or family, and then to share them with you and for you to relate to them. It's such a gift. So I digress. That has nothing to do with what today's show is about, but I just want to say, do that. Like, record yourself, because it is such a cool way to look back and to listen back on where you were and what you were going through and what people were thinking, or to just laugh. And you've given that to me. It's so important to me. It's so valuable to me. And there's a lot that went into the decision that I have, I'm going to share with you in this episode, but I want to walk you through this process because it's not just about me. And I know there's something going on in your life that you have to figure out. Does this make sense? So I want you to hear how it is Brett and I reached this decision and tell you what changes are coming to the show. And just spoiler alert, obviously the show is not going away, but there's some big changes coming, and I want to explain all of that to you. And I want to just start by saying thank you. I love you. I am grateful beyond words for what you have given to me, what you give to me. And words will never be enough, because I know that the most valuable thing any of us have is our time, and you give me your time. You can't imagine the debt of gratitude I feel towards you. All right, enough sappy stuff. Let's get to it, shall we? All right, so I did not mean for this to be like a major cliffhanger or something more dramatic than what it really is. But I also knew that I've given this a ton of consideration, and I want to kind of talk you through the process we have used, Brett's here too.
Hello.
To help me reach this decision, because I think there are times in everyone's life where you are like, should I continue doing this thing that I'm doing? Even if it's something that you love, but maybe it just doesn't make sense anymore, or maybe it just doesn't make sense for this particular season. And so for the two of us, what we have always done is kind of looked at our lives and said, does this bring us peace? Does this bring us joy? And of course, obviously, you got to look at, like, does it bring us money? Right?
I think we do that a lot. I think I would say a couple times a year, which might not sound like a lot, but when you're running a bunch of businesses and you have a bunch of employees and consultants and stuff, we analyze our business ventures, opportunities, where we are in our seasons of our lives.
Yeah.
That changes all the time.
Yeah.
And it's important for our mental health and also our marriage and what we want to do with the back half of our life.
Back half of our lives. Wow, that's kind of crazy to think about. Yeah, and sometimes it is something that I love or we love, or mainly I. Sometimes it's something that I really love, and you will help me look at it and go, Shalene, it just doesn't make sense financially. Like, the amount of time, and you will help me understand where I'm spending my time and what else I could be doing. And that is useful, but it doesn't mean that I don't always grieve the decision. So an example of this is like the water bottles. He's laughing.
Just for the record, I always thought it was a horrible decision.
Really?
I never got behind it. I literally was watching you guys design these things, these three water bottles, and that you guys were going to like make the colors of the water bottles match like the mood of the day.
I still think it's a phenomenal idea. I still have my water bottles. I still love it. That's one of those things where it's like I did not want to stop, because I still do that. The three water bottles is so helpful. I think it makes so much sense.
What you did was you tried to make one of your life hack habits
a business.
A business for everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own life hack habit of drinking water, or maybe they just don't drink water.
Like, or maybe they just go to Target and buy three water
guess
bottles.
Guess what? Your sister's a perfect example. She will buy anything that we put out. I guarantee you she didn't buy the water bottles.
Oh, I probably sent them to her.
We might have sent it, but she's never used them. I've never seen her holding them.
But that's an example of something like I still am like stubbornly like, this is such a great idea. But yet, like today I did the Mind Pump podcast and they asked me, wait, what were you going to say?
They died.
Yeah.
They literally died.
They said, like, what's the one thing you've done that just was a total bust, didn't make any money? And I said the water bottles. But it is also one of those things that I believe in it. But I also understand that, hello, water bottles are so much cheaper now to make. People can make by quantities, thousands of them, and way undercut our prices. You can go to Target and buy three bottles.
We were charging like $89 for three water bottles in a backpack.
Dude, Swell water bottles used to be $89 a piece.
Yeah, and we came in like 5 years after Swell. Everybody already had like 10 Swells in their thing. Like, do you remember when we moved from Fargo to the beach house?
Yeah.
We threw out 1,400 water bottles.
Dude, well, we really, don't tell me that.
Not our water bottles, but just different, like different ones that you had bought over the years. Like, you went, like, every time we got on a vacation, you'd be like, I forgot my water bottle. Can you give me one of those water bottles? And it was just like we had so many water bottles.
I know. So sometimes it's Brett, like, laying out the numbers for me and showing me how much time I spend on something, how much money we spend on something. And then also saying, but you love doing this. And look how much time you would free up to be able to do this. And I think for so many people, they just keep plugging ahead, even when the gears are kind of grinding against each other. And they don't evaluate, like, what are we making? What do we want? What is the feeling, right? Brett and I always say when we're goal setting or any decision, any opportunity, we always ask ourselves, will this bring us peace? Will this help to build our financial portfolio in kind of a less hands-on kind of way? Right?
Sure.
Because we are trying to do like more and more passive income kinds of things and things that just bring us great joy.
Yeah.
And obviously the podcast, again, not to just keep referring to the interview I did today, but it was like one of my favorite interviews I've done of all time. I'll let you guys know when it's out, but it was like, it was so deep. I cried during it, which is crazy. And just them sending me the questions in advance of the interview, I didn't sleep last night because I realized there are so many things about my Beachbody experience that I haven't processed that are like major triggers, like events that I've just kind of buried that happened to me.
I think also Sal, especially today, almost acted as kind of a mini therapist with you.
Should I send him a check?
Because you were
Because
you were explaining things that made you feel a certain way. And he kind of flipped it on you.
He did.
A couple of times. And I thought that was really...
quite a few things, actually, now I think about it.
I thought that was quite admirable of him to do. And like literally... like help you through the process. Like you were kind of processing some of the things on their show, and Adam and Justin, they were listening, but Sal had like, I don't know if it was because you were directly in front of him. He really felt
the good lighting.
Yeah. With the good lighting. He felt your, like you were putting too much ownership on yourself and he wanted to relieve you of that and tried to help you through that because they don't have a similar story, but they have a story that can relate.
Yeah, definitely.
So they didn't do infomercials for years, but they did fitness for years. And they've so they've seen that both like that gym life and that consumer life. And they just really, I think Sal especially like helped you through that. And I kind of like sat in the background and it was a really good podcast. I mean, I don't think I looked at my phone once.
Really?
Yeah. And there was a lot of shit going on with our business during today. And I just kind of like got into it and like was listening to it. And it was like 2 hours.
We were live for 2 hours?
2 hours.
Do you think they'll cut that down?
I think so. I think they might try to work around that little first part when there was like a complete construction going on next door.
I think they'll be able to use some great audio tools and be able
I don't know. I mean, it was a total riff session.
I mean, we talked about everything. We talked about kids. We talked about parenting. I shared some stories of things that happened to me that I hadn't thought about until they sent me some prep questions for the interview. And I knew that they wanted me to really talk about why I left the consumer fitness industry. And I wanted to call Michaela in the morning and ask her, like, what is this? Because I've never had this happen before. I woke up at 5 a.m. just with a flood of memories, like some of the most very upsetting memories. And for some reason at 5 a.m., they all kind of connected. I was like, oh my God, this is why I'm triggered by people who I can look at them and I know they're anorexic.
Yeah.
And I'm triggered by them. And this is why. And then I was like, so many things in my current life that sometimes trigger me, I was able to connect the dots. And there was one point at which Sal said, because I told him, I said, I never felt like I belonged in fitness, like consumer fitness. I always felt like I belonged at the gym. I always felt like I knew I was a great teacher, but I never felt like I belonged as like in a consumer fitness video. And he was so sweet. As my therapist today, he said, "You do know you belong here." I was like, "Oh, so sweet." Yeah. Anyways, they asked me at one point, what's the thing that you do in all of your businesses and all the things that you and your husband do together? What's the thing that you love the most? And I said, two things: podcasting, because of you guys, because of you. It's the most rewarding, affirming, challenging thing that I've ever done. It helps me to grow. It helps me to process. I just freaking love it. I freaking love it. But it's that. And then, of course, I love our investment portfolio because I don't have to do shit.
Yeah, Justin today on Mind Pump said that I don't trust anybody that doesn't swear.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. But you know what was nice about that is like post, when we kind of had our riff session after with them, for which could have gone on for hours and hours, I was glad that we were able to like kind of pour back into them a little bit and give them some.
You did, yeah.
Business advice.
Yeah, and that was nice.
And stuff like that.
Or financial
stuff. Financial, or business.
Just like, you know, go back and forth. Great ideas. Anyways, when they asked me what my favorite thing was, I mean that. Like podcasting is my, isn't it my greatest joy? Like, I love it.
If we were to, tomorrow morning, if somebody said, everything's going to go away, but you can keep two things, like you can keep doing two things.
Oh,
yeah. I would keep doing my investments and you would keep doing podcasting.
1,000%, because it's teaching. It's all the things I just said. But here's the deal. I don't think people realized that I put in a minimum of 4 hours for each episode, right? Like, so there's at least a couple of hours, at least, of research. And then usually, like, for even a 30, 40 minute podcast, that's another hour and a half usually to record, plus the ads, and then another hour usually to just kind of like go back through and see if there's anything I need to delete, re-record, the cleanup. That's a good way to describe it. A lot of times I end up writing the show notes and I end up titling it and doing some search engine optimization for the title, et cetera. So, and anyways.
Let me just give them a for example.
Okay.
And this isn't like get the violin and the, you
sure.
know,
no, I know, out.
But like, just so they understand. So we're on kind of like a little whirlwind work tour.
We're traveling.
And we stopped off. We haven't seen our daughter in a couple months, which is, you might go, oh, well, that's not normal. But it is abnormal for us because she's young. She's 23. We've been seeing her every day for years and years and years. So to not see her for 2 months is...
Had it been 2 months?
Yeah. It's been almost like 2 months.
Oh.
So it's been a while. So they came over the other night, and it was the last night before we left. And Shalene had already done an hour and a half of like research for a podcast. And typically she would just roll right into the podcast, do the podcast, do her cleanup, and then we would be done. But they were coming over because we got home late and they came over for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So she postponed recording the podcast for 2 hours. So they leave at like 9:30 at night. So now I'm exhausted, but I don't have to record a podcast. So like literally,
and I'm exhausted too.
And Shalene's exhausted, but she has to record a podcast because something's due like right now. Like our editor is waiting to do this podcast. So she stays up till 11:30 doing the podcast and then cleaning it up, and I go to sleep. And so she's sitting over there working and I'm sleeping in a hotel room. And it's just like, that's not a normal thing, but it happens enough to where it's just like, it's a lot.
Well, it is kind of normal because I will never sacrifice time with our family.
Oh, for sure.
For the podcast. So oftentimes I will do my research during the day. And sometimes it's more than 2 hours. Sometimes it's like 3 hours. And sometimes it's not just research, it's just my notes. Like even for this, even though you and I are just riffing, I've written out notes so that I can stay on track. Hello, I have ADHD. And I then will, like, if we want to go to dinner with friends or family, and then you and I want to have a good time, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't want that to impact our relationship. So a lot of times I'll then come back downstairs and I'll record until midnight. And because sleep is a priority to me, then I sleep in later. So then my bedtime is all off because, again, I do 3 a week for the Chalene Show. We do 2 episodes a week for Build Your Tribe. That's the business podcast. And Brock and I alternate those. So I'll consider that like 1 a week. And then I do a Patreon episode, which I love. Those are kind of the least amount of work because I don't research them. I just riff. But with Patreon, I didn't want Patreon to tax my staff at all. So I do all the editing. I write all the show notes. I do the majority of stuff on Patreon. Like Kristen definitely takes care of like the feed, yeah, etc. But it is, in terms of like the production, I do that myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not like, again, you guys, trust me, I'm not saying any of this so you're like, oh, you poor thing, at all. I'm just trying to give you a sense of how I spend my time. So if you're looking at, again, like between 4 to 5 hours per day, so that's 5 days a week of podcasting. Okay, that's what most people do, and that's their full-time job.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we're running 2 other businesses that have 25 consultants and employees and, yes, you know, need approval of this and approval of that and,
yeah,
a swipe copy of this. You know, it's a lot going on besides the podcast.
And the podcast is incredibly important to me. And so if I'm spending 4 or 5 hours on production of a show, and then on top of that, I have to do at least two to three hours of social media. By that, I mean, I'm not scrolling. That's me doing content creation. That's me creating ads. That's me creating videos. That's me creating stories. That's me checking on DMs. That's me studying the algorithm because we've got this membership program. So there's 2 to 3 hours of that, a minimum. And then another 3 hours, like you said, reviewing work files, looking at legal contracts, writing and reviewing copy, looking at launch strategies, making ads, responding to staff and consultants. So we're talking like a 12-hour day, minimum, every day. Every single day. And I'm not going to sacrifice family.
And at this point of our careers, we don't need to be working 12 hours a day.
I know. I know. And
we don't need to work.
I know. Brett keeps saying, you know, you don't need to do even 1 podcast a week. I'm like, I know, but I love it. I love everything that I do. And that's the problem. And it is by choice. It is by choice that I sometimes record late at night. And because it is my choice, because I've decided, instead of saying, hey, Sierra and Roman, mom has to report a podcast, I choose to spend time with my loved ones. And I choose to start recording at 10:30 at night. Then I choose. So my staff could write the show notes. And they sometimes do. And they could do a lot of the things that I do. But then I feel like that's not fair to them to wait up to do these things. So then I take, anyways, my point is this, there's another thing that I need to do. That is tomorrow's newsletter. I've got to write tomorrow's newsletter. So we have a newsletter that goes out every Friday and it's 9 o'clock on Thursday night. And I still need to finish this podcast and then review the newsletter, which will probably take me another hour or so. And I like doing all of them. They all feel important, but they're not all equally important. And what I've noticed is it's been doing is it's been creating an inconsistent bedtime for me, which I don't like. I start doing other people's work because I feel guilty that I've made a choice that will impact them. And I feel like that's not fair to them. And I have recently, probably over the last, I don't know, 6 months, maybe because we're traveling, I've started to feel resentment that I've put myself back in this situation where I've taken on too much. And it's not that I'm doing the wrong things. I'm doing the right things the wrong way. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Hey, I want to take a moment to tell you about a new show sponsor that I'm super pumped about. Aloe. I've been wearing their fitness apparel for years. You probably have too. But Aloe has a fitness or a wellness platform, like an on-demand streaming platform that is so good, you guys. It's called Aloe Moves, A-L-O-M-O-V-E-S. It's a streaming platform that has yoga, fitness routines, HIIT workouts, meditation sessions, tons of different instructors, tons of different styles, whether it's like bar or Pilates or cardio. dry brushing, which is something we've talked about on the show, face yoga, nutrition classes, like so many cool formats. They've got tons of fresh content with over 100 new classes added every single month. That's kind of insane. Plus over 3,000 classes for every level from beginner to advanced. And I know that you're going to love that you get 30 days free with a trial plus 50% off if you do decide to get an annual membership. And you can only get that by using this link. Are you ready? Allomoves.com and use the code Shalene, all caps. Please remember the all caps, okay? So ALOMOVES.com/Shalene, all caps, right? That gets you your 30 days off plus your 50% off an annual membership for ALOMOVES.com/Shalene. Remember the all caps. You will love that the classes are on demand. They've got a ton of variety, things that you will not find on other streaming platforms. That's why we're offering them here as a sponsor to The Shalene Show. Again, it's ALOMOVES.com/Shalene with all caps. I've started to feel resentment that I've put myself back in this situation where I've taken on too much. And it's not that I'm doing the wrong things. I'm doing the right things the wrong way. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
It just means that I don't have, like, for example, like Kenya might be like, hey, I'm coming through Orange County today. I want to swing by and see you. And I'll be like, that'll give me like heart palpitations because I'm like, I really want to see her, or I really want to see, or I really want to go to someone who else is visiting in town and I want to go see them. And if I do, that means that's like 3 hours that I'm going to have to make up at night. And that's bullshit. That's just so dumb. Like, yeah. That's not life. You know, and then with traveling, we've got, it's funky, right? Like, so today I wanted to record this
2 hours ago.
Yeah. But our flight got delayed. So now I don't have a choice, but it's not that I do. Yes, I do have a choice. There doesn't have to be a show tomorrow, but that doesn't feel right. And plus, I told you guys I need to make this decision. Especially with travel, there's just things that are outside of our control. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, you can't control that Las Vegas was going to have a thunderstorm shower that was going to delay us 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And thank God that Brock and Taylor wanted to go to sleep at 7 o'clock so that we didn't have to go see them, because we're in Las Vegas with them because we're filming a bunch of content the next day, just a bunch of different people. So we're here for work.
So I just feel like, you know, it's been week after week, month after month of trying to make something feel peaceful, something that I love, but I'm doing it the wrong way. And you guys know, because I've been talking about this on the show for a couple of weeks, this is so important to me. Like, if I talk about like one thing I want to focus on in my business, it's the podcast. So I don't want you guys to think that I'm going to stop podcasting. That's not where I'm at. It's just, it needs to be better. And it needs more of my time. It needs more of my attention. It needs more quality, not more quantity. And I feel like because I've been doing 3 episodes here a week, and oh, P.S., you guys, when we look at the stats, the shows that do the best are the Friday show where I'm just talking personal stuff, which is now on Wednesdays, yeah. Right? People love that. And the ones that do the worst, the ones that people don't listen all the way through, are specialty topics, right? Or when I'm interviewing somebody. But those are the shows that bring new people in, mm-hmm. Right? So I still need to do that. Plus, that feeds my soul. Like, I'm a curious person. I want to learn everything. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be so boring if the show was just like me talking about what's going on in my life. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Can you be more narcissistic? No. And I love you guys for saying, like, I just want to hear you talk. I love you. That's so sweet of you to say. But there's got to be more to it. But also recognizing, like, okay, how do I balance this? And how do I make this work so that it fits with our clarity priority statement, which is we want peace. We want happiness. We want to live our lives that gives us a lot more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad when you go to sleep and I'm still recording because I want to go to bed with you. I feel bad. Like, tonight, you never, ever, ever, I want to say this, you never make me feel guilty. You never say like, oh, geez. You never make me feel bad about that. You're always like, anything I can do to help you, or do you want me to record something for you? Like, you're always so helpful, which I really appreciate. But it does make me feel guilty.
We got to do something about that. So what are we going to do?
Well, we've talked through it. And we went through a list of questions. And I'm going to read you the list of questions. And my thought was, okay, then probably what is going to fix this is I'm not going to quit podcasting. That's just not going to happen. But based on like stats, looking at the stats and knowing what I need to do, the time that I need to devote to make the show grow, the show needs to grow. There's no reason why the show doesn't grow. People are sick of fake ass people. And I'm not fake. I'm real and I'm authentic and I'm older than all you bitches. And I have a lot of important things to share. The show needs to get in the hands of a lot more people. And I need to create the kind of shows that you are, I don't have to ask you to share it with somebody. You're compelled to share it with somebody. And that's not going to happen if I'm focused on quantity over quality.
Correct.
Right? So that's first and foremost, is I have to focus on producing higher quality content. And the only way I can do that is if I have more time. I just don't have enough hours, I guess, in the day to create quality content if I'm doing that many shows per week. Real quick, and I almost feel like this is a public service announcement. I discovered a bar that I'm so excited about, you guys. First of all, I had heard that Maria Shriver and her son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, were in the process with neuroscientists developing a bar that was specifically formulated to have all the supplements you really need for brain function. Like, these are the supplements that we, you know, if you've done any research on how to prevent Alzheimer's and lifestyle changes, these are the most important supplements to have. Anyways, I heard that they were developing this protein bar. I definitely wanted to try it, even though I'm always a little skeptical. I just had in the past been kind of turned off by the taste of protein bars. So I had them ship them to me. I tasted them. I am not kidding. I'm not even exaggerating. You guys, these are the best freaking protein bars I've ever had. I'm not even joking. And this is the part that's going to blow your mind. They have less than 1 gram of sugar, less than 160 calories, and they've got all the ingredients that you need, like for your brain, collagen, ashwagandha, lion's mane, omega-3s. Like, do you really want to take another fish oil capsule? No. Would you like to eat a delicious bar that is chocolatey and peanut buttery and crunchy? Yes. And proceeds go to the Women's Alzheimer's Movement at the Cleveland Clinic? Triple yes. Am obsessed with this bar. But they've got like 6 other flavors. They've got cookie dough, peanut butter crunch, chocolate crunch, blueberry almond crunch, lemon white chocolate crunch. That's the one I'm going to try next. Listen, we're all busy. You're on the go. You're going to the gym, or you're just trying to like live your best life. You're in your car and you're thinking about going through a drive-thru. No, don't do it. Keep a Mosh bar in your car. Mosh protein bars will keep your brain and your body fit and fueled and feeling good. And I might add, it's a great way to support the show and Alzheimer's research. I am so proud to have them as a sponsor. So please take advantage of your 20% off plus free shipping. Go to moshlife.com, order their 6-count trial pack. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping on that 6-count trial pack. That pack includes all the flavors and they are delish. Mosh is spelled M-O-S-H-L-I-F-E, moshlife.com/lean for your 20% off. I just don't have enough hours, I guess, in the day to create quality content if I'm doing that many shows per week. So here are the questions that we went through to figure out what is the right thing to do in this situation. And by the way, how I came up with these questions, I didn't come up with these questions. I asked ChatGPT, which by the way is my absolute favorite tool. If you haven't already, you should listen to the episodes I've done on Build Your Tribe about ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT to help me create a list of questions that were unbiased, that would help me to make a decision on what I needed to do. And I gave the parameters. I said, I'm producing 3 podcasts a week and I need to change that situation. So here's the first question. Actually, I'm going to let you read these to me and then I'll answer.
Do you currently feel rushed or under pressure to produce 3 episodes per week?
Yes, I do.
Would reducing the schedule to 2 days per week allow you more time to develop higher quality content?
1,000%.
Would reducing your production schedule allow you to conduct more in-depth research or preparation for each episode, resulting in better shows and better SEO supporting work?
Yeah, I think actually for sure it would. You know, like anytime I have to spend a little bit of extra time doing research, creating better notes, polling the audience, I always produce a better show.
Would reducing the number of episodes per week allow you to invite more interesting guests or experts appearing on your show?
Now that one, I don't think so, because
it's not a guest show. There's podcasts that are known for getting guests, and it's just, that's just not our style. So that's not relevant. It's a good question. It's a question that ChatGPT would come up with.
And it did. Yeah, I think I will still get great guests. If I'm being honest, I don't think going to 2 per week is going to help me do that. I think that is just a matter of me. It depends on the topic, right? There's certain things where it's like, I know you guys need to hear from the expert, not me. And I don't think that impacts it, although it may, because sometimes I don't have a guest on because I'm like, I'm so busy and their schedule doesn't align with mine. So I'm going to do all the research and I'm going to report on this topic instead of having the guest on. But I also would love to know from you guys, like, let me know in our pod squad on Facebook, our private Facebook group, and in Patreon. Do you like the guests? I mean, I assume you like the guests because I can't be an expert on all these things. I know I would personally rather hear from the expert, but I don't want to lead the witness.
Would reducing the production schedule provide you with more time to edit and refine each episode, resulting in higher production quality?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the research I've been doing lately and thinking about how can I get this show to reach more people, you know this. I think people want to hear from you too. I think it's a more interesting episode when they hear both.
People should want to hear from me. I can improve your fucking lives.
Aside from Patreon. Excluding
the few randoms that are in the pod squad.
There's few people that.
Yeah, that need to get a life.
Not everyone agrees with your opinion.
People can be wrong.
One of the things that's going to be huge in 23 is YouTube. Like, people find podcasts by listening on YouTube. I know a lot of you have told me, like, you don't need to do YouTube, Shalene. I'm not a watcher. I'm a listener. But statistically speaking, a recent survey found that over 76% of people who find a new podcast do so from listening to YouTube. Yeah. So we're probably going to have to go to a YouTube format where I'm recording live, and which is kind of interesting. I mean, can I figure that out? I think I could. I think I can. I think I can do that. And I personally think it would be interesting to have you on there with me. You guys will have to let me know. And don't worry about Brett reading your comments.
We are two humans that are pleasing to the eye.
But tell them what you said tonight when I said, honey, I think we're going to have to start doing YouTube videos.
I said, I'm going to have to get some Botox. I got to clean myself up a little bit. It's not going to be all about you. I've let myself go a little bit.
You have not.
If I'm going on YouTube, I'm going to be hitting that gym hard.
You are?
Oh, hard.
You're going to like buy the mind pump workouts.
Yeah, but guys are easy. We can, like.
I know, it's not fair.
Yeah, guys can drop it so fast.
How do you feel about my physique right now?
She's banging. The ass is for real.
Come on.
It is so good.
What are you doing on my phone right now?
I'm reading your questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Are there any aspects of the production process, such as marketing or promotion, that you currently don't have enough time, but you could prioritize if you reduce the schedule? And that's easy.
Oh my God, yes. 1,000%. Yeah, like, I'm not doing any, like, there's so many things that we're doing right now in terms of podcasts, and podcasts are, they're huge moneymakers for a lot of people, and they spend a ton of money on SEO, on meta tags and blog posts, YouTube videos. We're showing up like to a gun battle with a butter knife. Like, we're not doing any of those things, you guys. And I need to hire a staff who like really figures this out. And this is what they do. And this is all they focus on, and I just don't have the time.
Would reducing the production schedule allow you to have a better work-life balance?
Are you joking? Like, what do you think the answer to that is?
Well, this is ChatGPT. I'm just reading the questions. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not getting mad at you. 1,000% it would give me.
100%.
You know, and not that much. So, like, let's say I cut to, because this is what we're considering. I'm considering cutting to 2 days a week. I mean, not that's what we're considering. Newsflash, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to cut to 2 days a week. I've just said it out loud. It is final, at least for now. I can always change, but for now, I think 2 days a week is the right way to go. And that is because life balance is more important than anything. And it's like, we're talking about, like, it's going to give me an extra 5 hours a week. That's not huge. What?
I'm just thinking, like, the sex is good right now. Just the sex is going to be so much even better. How can it get better?
It's a really selfish way of you to look at this.
It's not, though.
Why does everything have to go back to sex? Now we're like Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
No, they don't have sex.
Yes, they do. And that's all they talk about. And it's annoying because that's all they talk about. It's like, okay, we get it. You have sex. We get it. So I do apologize for those of you who are like, all right, we get it. You guys have sex.
All right. Well, have you discussed the potential benefits and drawbacks of reducing your production schedule with any trusted advisor or colleagues? And what advice have they offered?
That's an interesting question. I have not.
That's because we have never run our life that way. Because most people don't have our core values of, like, family first, and that we respect, like, our time, and we want to make sure that we want to make sure that every day that we connect with our family, that we do something for our mental health, which is typically working out, and that you and I connect every single day.
Yeah, and connecting is, it's important. And to connect, you have to be present. And if you're thinking, even if you're just together, but you're thinking about work, you're not connecting. That's why I think a lot of couples struggle to connect on a emotional and intellectual and sometimes a sexual level, because I mean, it's like when your kids are little, you're dealing with their stuff. It's almost impossible to put that aside for a second and really connect with your partner. And so the more you put on your plate, the less you're able to connect with others, whether it's your family, your friends, etc. And I want to connect with my family. I want to connect with my friends. I want to be a better friend. I want to be better on the two episodes I'm going to do per week. I want to be better.
Ultimately, what is the most important to you? Maintaining a 3 day per week production schedule to maximize quantity, or reducing the schedule to 2 days per week to prioritize quality and overall production value and life balance?
It's like ChatGPT was leading the witness. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's all those things. I wanted to produce a better show for now, like, and maybe there will be a time where I could go back to 3 days a week. I mean, that's possible. Maybe I could even go to 5 days a week, right? But I don't have the systems in place right now. I don't have the people in place. I don't have the setup in place. And I don't have, not just in podcasting, like, there's so much I have to do in terms of, again, like, some days after I record, if podcast takes 5 hours a day, then there's another 2 hours a day of going live, doing like an ICH broadcast or a Patreon broadcast, right?
You gotta eat.
Gotta eat. And then there's another couple, like I said, another 2 or 3 hours of social media. And then there's another 2 or 3 hours of just staff and consultants and ads and everything else. And then there's life. And then there's, you know, I've got to shop on Amazon, and I've got to go do, I don't know, some, I got to get just my nails done.
But yeah, and we just want to go do fun stuff.
Yeah, there's no time for any fun. So not only do I have to figure this out in my podcasting world, I have to figure this out in my other areas as well. Like, I just need to do a better job of delegating, because I don't want to burn out and I don't want to disappoint people. I want to do a good job of the things that I know I can do. And this is the rub of someone who is an entrepreneur. I don't know if this is something specific to someone who has ADHD, but I feel like I see details that other people do not. So I oftentimes will delegate or hire things out, and then I'm frustrated and I'm redoing other people's work because I'm like, how did you miss this? How did you accept no? And I get really frustrated and angry because I'm like, I've hired you. I'm paying you a full-time salary to do this. How did you miss? Like, I'm doing all these other things and I'm kind of redoing your job for you. Do it right. You know what I mean? And so it's me learning to like let go and realize I'm going to kill myself if I'm doing my work and double checking everybody else's work. I just need to ask people to step up. Mm-hmm. Step up.
Yep.
Because if I'm double checking your work, then you know you don't have to do it right. You know what I mean?
Correct.
And listen, we've got an amazing, amazing team.
It's the best team we've ever had women. Right now.
Like, we have an all-female team right now. Do we have anyone on our team?
Yeah, we have a couple. Our engineer.
You're right. We have a couple.
Well, you're talking to one right now. Yeah, Paul's on our team.
You're right.
Brock's on our team.
That's true. Paul, I love you. You're great.
Jazz and David.
Yeah. So Paul is our podcast editor and Paul knows this. Like, and Paul does a great job. Like recently I said, hey, listen, after you hear me read an ad, I want you to like just play just a little snippet of what I said just before the ad so that people are kind of like remembered where we're coming back in. And Paul, you did just such an amazing job. So you guys, I just have such gratitude for Paul. Paul has been our podcast editor for, I don't know, like 10 years.
Since we started.
You're amazing. I love you. And it means a lot to have people who've worked for us for a really, really long time. I just have to fix that myself where instead of me like doing the research for staff and asking them to step up and then like correcting their, I just have to say, like, just, you know, like empower them to do the things that they are capable of doing. And because I want to work less in kind of all the areas of our businesses so that I can really focus on this. I'm not going away. I want to do a better job for you guys. I want you to listen to an episode and go, holy shit, that was so good. I have to send this to Julie. I mean, this is so good. I have to post this on my Instagram feed and tell people why they need to listen to the show without me asking for it.
Yeah, I agree. You have a lot to offer and it's the season of our life that we need to make it like a better overall podcast from top to bottom. And sometimes when you do something like that, you got to cut back a little bit to make sure that it is done right. And then like Shalene said, it might scale forward. It might just stay the same. Yeah. But for right now, it feels, and we've always done this, it feels like the right thing to do to make this move.
I love you. You're so good at helping me figure these things out. Thank you. And thank you for playing along, for supporting. So what is this going to look like? Here's what I've decided to do. Wednesdays and Fridays. No more Mondays. Wednesdays and Fridays. Wednesdays is going to be a fun episode.
3-day weekends, baby.
Wednesdays are going to be the fun episode, you know, the personal episode, and won't always be fun because obviously sometimes there's things going on personally that are not that fun. But that's going to be the personal episode, mammograms, colonoscopies, plastic surgery, whatever's going on.
Nail colors.
Yeah, all those things. And then Fridays is when I will... Here's what I want to do. I want to continue to have experts on, but I don't want to do the traditional expert interview. I want it to be a conversation, way more conversational than what I've been doing in the past and longer. On Fridays, I'll give you a little bit of an update of what's going on. And then it'll just be a conversation, but a conversation that's enlightening and educational, not educational. Well, I guess so, but there's value in it. Like there's a takeaway, but it's a conversation. It's not like, step one, step two, step three, here are your five. Like, I want it to be like riveting where you're like, this is so good. I'm sitting in the room with these, like I'm eavesdropping on this really fascinating conversation. I'm learning something. And I'd love for you to be a part of this process, honey. Like on Wednesdays, I think.
I also think that.
They listen for you in the background half the time.
I know. But I think that there might be some opportunity for me to jump on some Wednesdays, but I still think that there's with the Patreon and the Between Friends and especially the Vault people, like there has to be some kind of kind of like we were talking about today. Like, they get it all. They get, like, the juice.
Well, yeah, because you're not always appropriate. You're not
I'm not even talking about just being appropriate or inappropriate. They just, they get everything. Like, they know, like, what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I have some weird reservations even about that. And out of respect for Rachel Hollis and Dave Hollis. So like, you know, Dave Hollis passed away, which is so sad. Mm-hmm. So sad. But them, like the way they did their whole like parenting thing and their marriage thing and the whole, I don't know, sometimes when couples become a brand, it becomes fake and it becomes forced and it becomes marketing. And I just never, ever will allow that to happen to us because it's phony and it's bullshit and we will never, ever go there.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously tragic when anybody ever loses their life, especially a young person that, you know, has kids and stuff like that. But I mean, we've never been like that in terms of like the what their topics that they talked about and stuff.
The thing that we've never been is we've never been cheesy and fake.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting it. Like when you hear us talking, it's raw. Like this wasn't scripted. This was like Shalene on the plane. She's like, I'd really like you to do this podcast with me tonight. I had no idea what we were talking about. And then she just said, here's what we're going to talk about. And I was like, okay. I didn't see these questions before I read them. I didn't know where this was going. And every time we do something, we talk from the heart and we don't ever script anything. It's like we might have a note. She might say, hey, that's some amazing content. Save that for the vault or between friends. And we don't want to talk about it right now because I want them to hear your realness on this. And that's true. Like she'll like, she'll like stop talking
sometimes
about it.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, honey, like you're so funny right now. Just hold that thought. Just hold that thought. Let me grab the microphone. But yeah, and that's the other thing is like, I am so triggered and so annoyed by all the phony BS that's in social media. And I don't want to attract people who can't see through that. I want to attract people who get it, people who understand, like, we're never going to tell you how to be married. We're just going to talk about us. But I just, it's our story and our journey is so unique, but maybe it's not.
But it's ours.
There you go.
It's just, it's ours and we're going to tell you how we got through things and how we came out on the other side and our philosophy. And we'll tell you, like, if you ask us, we are both very opinionated people. So we'll tell you the way we think. But guess what? It's just our opinion. There's other people out there that might have a different opinion. But you're listening to us, so we're going to give you our opinion. So you can take it for a grain of salt, or you can say, you know what? That makes a little bit of sense. Or you might relate to one of us. That sounds really good. I think I'm going to try that.
And this is a big step for me to think about putting you on camera because, and I'm just, again, I'm going to be completely honest, because we have different views on a lot of things, you know what I mean? Like politics sometimes and just opinions about social things. I sometimes, like, it makes me nervous, right? Because I'm like, oh my gosh, people are going to judge me based on his opinions. But like, I have to get over that. Like, who cares? Like, yeah, so what? So what if someone's like, I don't like them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then who cares?
Yeah.
Because we are not the same person. My views are not your views. Your views are not my views. But I still respect them and I still think they're freaking hysterical. And the way you deliver them is hysterical.
I think a lot of my view is what a lot of people think. Uh-huh. I just think my delivery sometimes. Because what I want to do is I want to shock. And that's my way of making it drill into people's heads. Uh-huh. Like, look at this. This isn't right.
Yeah.
And sometimes I need to use shocking words and shocking examples for people to like wake up.
And you're very black and white, most of your opinions, where I'm not. Like everything in our lives, I'm like, well, but you could see it this way or that way. And you're like, no, absolutely not. It's black or it's white.
Yeah. I'm not into gray.
And I like gray. So I mean, here's the good news is when you're an entrepreneur, when you live a life like ours, where we don't have to work anymore, we're doing what we love because we love doing it. We can try this. And if it's not the right fit, we can change it. You know, we don't know how this whole video thing will work out or when we're going to do it and if we're going to do it, but we can try it and we can try going to 2 days a week and see how that feels. And I just really, 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 you matter the most. And when I say you, I mean like lifer, you listening, like I want to know your opinion. I want to know what is the show that in the past, I know there's been some episode you've sent to somebody. What was it that made you send it to somebody other than the plastic surgery stuff? Right.
But like probably me.
Brett Johnson. Anyways.
He's so conceited and sexist and this and that.
Mr. Thick Skin. Actually, when you guys do comment in the pod squad, and we won't go there. We won't go there. We're not going there, honey.
I do have thick skin. I just think it's funny.
Okay. We're not going there. But here's the deal, guys. Starting Monday, there will be a podcast on Monday. I'm just going to tell you in advance, it's going to be a very brief one to kind of let people know the new format. And officially starting this month,
starting in April,
we're going to 2 episodes of The Chalene Show per week. If that's not enough for you, we invite you to try out Patreon. We invite you to check out the huge catalog of over like almost 1,000 episodes I've done. You should check out Build Your Tribe, and there's tons of episodes there for you. And there's enough content to last you a lifetime. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your positive feedback. Thank you for writing a positive review. Thank you for looking at our show notes and seeing how you can get in touch with us. And honey, thank you for helping me make this decision and letting me do what I love.
I love you.
I love you. And we love you. We mean it. And we'll talk to you soon.